anti-Muslim bigotry is a problem that should be addressed by building stronger ties between neighbors and individuals at the most local level in American communities. And one of the things that we struggled with, especially after the 2016 presidential election, is seeing the reporting about public officials who themselves espoused anti-Muslim rhetoric and other forms of bigotry in their public communications, and thought about what we could do as a coalition to bring together those public officials who are actually models of inclusion or are interested in learning from each other and learning from leading anti-bigotry organizations to do more to challenge this issue. And that's sort of how the idea for the Public Leaders for Inclusion Council came together. It is an inaugural cohort of 25 officials in city, state, and county level government. They're spending 8 months together learning through online seminars and right here in person in Washington, D.C., about the many ways that different leaders in the anti-bigotry and anti-Islamophobia space are addressing this issue, are coming up with policy recommendations and data and research on this issue. And one of the other reasons why we've launched this new cohort is so that we can create a learning and peer-to-peer community so that these leaders can be learning from each other. They come from a range of states, cities, and various positions, elected, appointed, and professional positions in government. And I hope that what this program does is show all the other public officials out there. I myself am a commissioner on Mayor Muriel Bowser's Interfaith Council here in D.C. It's helpful to know that there are other people out there like you who are driven to build inclusion, who are maybe interfaith-minded, and that there are folks that we can learn from in this space. And so that is some of the inspiration behind the Public Leaders for Inclusion Council.